Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned this year's COP27 climate summit in Egypt that humanity must cooperate or perish. The summit takes place in a year of extreme weather disasters and temperature records. Addressing world leaders, Mr. Guterres warned that the fight against climate change was being lost.
And the clock is ticking. We are in the fight of our lives and we are losing. Greenhouse gas emissions keep growing, global temperatures keep rising, and our planet is fast approaching tipping points that will make climate chaos irreversible. We are on a highway to climate hell with our foot still on the accelerator.
Poorer countries are pressing for increased financial compensation from richer nations responsible for historical emissions. Attending the summit, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said Ireland is prepared to go further than the €225 million already committed to compensate poorer nations affected by climate change.
And Ireland will deliver on what we have committed to. And we are prepared to go further, but we want to deliver tangibly on what we've actually promised. And I think if developing countries saw that commitment from everybody, it would make a huge difference. So people can come to conferences and make pledges. We made a solemn pledge last year, which we're going to fulfil, and we are going to deliver that, and we've published the roadmap which will enable us to deliver that. And of course we will consider in future estimates, rounds and so on, can we add to that? Because we do understand this is vital for many, many countries right now.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin. We can talk now to our environment correspondent, George Lee, who joins us from Sharm el-Sheikh. George, beginning with that opening address by Antonio Guterres this morning, he didn't hold back. He laid out in very stark terms the challenge, as he sees it, that the planet is facing.
Oh, Brian, he did not mince his words. He started by saying that the world is about to pass a very important threshold, and that threshold is the birth of the 8 billionth person alive in the coming week or two. So 8 billion will be the global population. And he said, what are we going to say to that 8 billionth citizen when they reach a certain age and they ask, what did we do about climate and the climate chaos? And he says that we're on the road to disaster. He said, we face a situation where we can cooperate or perish. And he had some words for the United States and China, where there's a lot of concern about, because of global tensions and geopolitical tensions, that they've basically suspended climate cooperation. They're the two biggest emitters. And he says that we can cooperate or perish. And he said that they have a very special responsibility to make sure that they move ahead in terms of what he's calling for is a new special pact. Now, that pact which he's calling for is this understanding that we're in it together, that the poorer countries do need assistance and that the richer countries need to do more to help to make sure that they have enough resources to tackle climate change and to deal with the situation that they're in. And he says the clock is ticking. It's the fight for our lives. He says we're losing it. He says the science is clear. If we have any chance of stopping going above 1.5 degrees warming, that we must reduce the carbon. We must have carbon neutrality by 2050. But really, we're at the point of no return. There's a lot of very strong language. He was setting up and putting the pressure on the countries who are here and the leaders who are here that no excuses are going to be taken in relation to the lack of action. He said that, yes, there's an awful situation with regard to the fallout from what's going on in Ukraine and Putin's war there. But he says that climate change has to remain front and central. It is on a completely different scale in terms of its impact and its importance. And so he's urging leaders, no backsliding on climate commissions or commitments, no greenwashing, and we really must do everything that we can to deliver. So he has set the scene. Well, now, he's also called for one final thing, Brian. He also set the scene. He wants countries, particularly developed countries, firstly, to get rid of coal by 2030. He wants the non-OECD countries to do it by 2040. That was the other thing which he was asking for.
Well, now, you've been speaking to the Taoiseach about Ireland's commitments, both in terms of moving towards carbon neutrality, but also on this question of providing aid and assistance to poorer countries who are most affected by climate change.
Yes. Now, the issue here is Ireland very positive about this COP in terms of we have something to offer this time for sure. We have new climate action bill. We've got new climate legislation. You can see the way the government has moved in recent years in terms of all of the pro-climate action issues that they've gone, obviously, that they've embraced. Obviously, some of these things take time, but it's certainly all on the books and the legislation is there. So he wants to see, and he this is the Taoiseach, and he said that he thinks it's very important that the pressure is kept on countries to do this. Ireland is committed to that, and they want to see this approach continued. He said that one on the issue of finance, which is important, that Ireland has already agreed to double the amount of money that it's putting aside each year for international climate finance for poorer countries. We're going to go up to £225 billion per year by 2025, which would be a doubling of what we were previously giving. So that's all fine, but we all know that it's not just ordinary climate finance that they're looking for here. The countries are looking for compensation or funding for loss and damage for very significant climate disasters that happened to them. And where's the money going to come from? Is it not the rich world who's responsible for this? When I asked the teacher, look, they're looking for different money. We're not talking about the money you've already committed to, the 225 million. What he said was, yes, well, Ireland is positive about that. Ireland is prepared to go further. We are very concerned about loss and damage. In fact, we're involved in negotiations and discussions and high-level meetings even here where the issue of sustainability of those poorest, most vulnerable countries is at the core of it, so we are embracing it. But he says, we are prepared to go forward, but let's make sure we deliver what we have promised first. So all of the time, it is a positive approach, and getting back to that whole issue of promises have been given, let's deliver them first.
George Lee, Environment Correspondent in Sharm el-Sheikh, thank you very much for that.